From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report on the current activities of the Mental Health Redesign and Implementation Task Force. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Go ahead. Thank you, Madam Chair. If I can speak to the comment that you made earlier, even though I know you acknowledged a lot of individuals from the department and also from the Behavioral Health Division, please know that you were recognized during this time. In absentia, I apologize that you were not able to hear it, but there were a tremendous number of positive comments that were mentioned about your participation in the redesign task force, and please know the level of gratitude that I have and on behalf of Mr. Carlson and myself have for your participation, and Supervisor Stamper, you as well. Thank you very much for your participation in the task force. It's critical. This county board is the entity that did approve the SMART goals, and we feel accountable to this county board, but your level of involvement is something that is really important for our ability to have success with the completion of these goals, but then also as we do have a genuine redesign of the system. The redesign is the response of this entire county, not just a few members on a board, so thank you so much for your
thank
participation.
You. Thank you.
Okay. And also, I'm sorry, I want to thank David Johnson. When he sleeps, but he is awesome, and he really has done just some incredible things. So,
David Johnson and Jan Wilberg were the individuals that did the lion's share of the organization for the summit itself, and it was a very good time.
Yes. Jan is incredible.
Yep, agreed. Anyway, the report in front of you today highlights the significant progress made on four specific goals for the redesign task force. Goal number six was the completion of the dashboard. The dashboard is now published to the redesign website, and it was based on a lot of the information that was shared during the December board meeting in which we did the six-month progress on the goals. So it will continually highlight the areas that we identified, reduction in emergency detention, the reduction of the number of inpatient beds, addressing the ability to have an increased number of peers as providers, being able to address the number of supported housing units, the access to individuals that need services through the access clinic, and then also just engagement in a variety of different case management types of activities throughout the community. That data will be refreshed on a quarterly basis. It is currently housed on the Mental Health Redesign website, and there is also a link from the Behavioral Health Division's website to this data as well. Continued progress is reflected on SMART Goal number 9, which is the county's application for the Comprehensive Community Services Benefit. This is a Medicaid benefit in which the state will pay the local share of this benefit, so it will create an additional level of care for service in Milwaukee County, and it serves individuals that have either a mental health or a substance use disorder. We are on track to complete our application and submit it by the end of April, and our desire is to have implementation sometime during the month of August. That's pending approval of our application from the State Division of Quality Assurance. Additional progress is on the Cultural Intelligence Action Team, and this was specifically around the training to ensure that cultural intelligence becomes embedded in contracts, programming, and services that the county delivers. The members of the Cultural Intelligence Action Team received training last week, and they will begin to do training next week on Wednesday, March 19th. And then last but not least is the progress on SMART Goal number 2, and obviously that has an impact on both Supervisors Bowen and Stamper. This is the first public education session that will be held in Districts 5 and 10. That session is scheduled for March 27th. There will be two sessions that will be held at the Washington Park Senior Center. And I think one of the things that's important is that we will have information available at those sessions if individuals need information on accessing services. We will also do a very brief overview of the redesign, but this is also our effort to continue to move forward on addressing stigma reduction for individuals that need services for mental health, mental health disorders within the community, and we thank you for being able to be the volunteer for the pilot site as we continue to move forward. The first session is at 11:30 11:30 in the morning, and then the second session is 6 p.m.
And that's both of our districts combined?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Both will be held at the Washington Park Senior Center.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
What day is that?
Yeah. March 27th, Thursday, mm-hmm. Last Thursday of the month.
Okay.
All right, great. So
is that both days?
board day? No, that's not board day.
I do not know. I'm sorry.
Okay. So just let me know what you want me to do. I will more than happy to play a role in the informational sessions.
Very good.
Supervisor Bourne, I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you for your assistance.
All right. Supervisor Mayo?
I'm thinking about Chair. I'm a little on the late show on this. Are we going to do that in all the supervisor districts?
Yeah,
yes, it is our desire to ensure that this presentation is at all the supervisor districts. And we will try and be, you know, again, do the scheduling between now and the end of this calendar year. Tanya Simpson is still a member of that action team and has been, I think, for this first session, you're going to kind of be the MC, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? She'll be a co-facilitator. Apologize for the language. But there will also be, you know, either myself or Pete Carlson will be there at every single one of the sessions. And we're also looking for members of the action team that are that reside in those respective districts so they could come and participate, in addition to having information available if members of the district actually have questions on, you know, just mental health services or accessing mental health services within the community.
Can I put a bid in what month I can have mine?
Probably, sure, yeah.
You're next.
Yeah. Are you next?
No, oh, I'd like to have it in June.
In June? Okay, all right.
All right.
We'll make that happen.
Further comments or questions from committee? Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I wanted to thank the administration for working hard on that. I think we will be receiving marketing material for our first, I'm looking at the report. I see Tanya Simpson's name. Maybe she'll be sending us some material so that we can let our district know. Okay. All right. We'll track it down. Got you. Brittany Nash, legislative aide for County Supervisor Russell Stanford, the second.
Right.
Excellent. And we'll make sure that it gets over. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Supervisor Mayo.
Would you like to have this receipt placed on file so the supervisors can see this?
Sure. Supervisor Mayo is making the motion to receive and place on file. For anything further? And again, thank you for all the work that you've done on this. Unfortunately, I missed, I think, the last two redesign meetings, but we'll get caught up, right, Russ?
That's right.
And we do appreciate all the work that's gone into this. And I just want to say again, like, these subcommittees are phenomenal. The chairs are phenomenal. We had discussion earlier about unpaid boards and unpaid committees, and this is one of the ones that just absolutely knocks my socks off. Just all of the work and the time and the energy and the creativity that's gone into this redesign committee, it makes me extremely proud to have put forward that legislation, obviously with the backing of this board, to do that. So
I couldn't agree more.
Yes. Thank you. All right. On the motion to receive and place on file, Madam Chair, Madam Clerk.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Excused.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
All right. Thank you very much.